I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 22nd. The city of Quincy is threatening to sue companies that advertised firefighter gear as being free of forever chemicals called PFAS, but which independent testing has shown to be false. That message during a press conference at Quincy City Hall yesterday, Mayor Thomas Koch said the city is contemplating legal action against Safety Components of South Carolina after the city purchased 30 sets of turnout gear for an estimated $1 million because it was advertised as PFAS-free. Firefighter union members had the gear independently tested after the international union said it was getting reports from other departments about PFAS in the gear. The test came back positive for the forever chemicals, and now Quincy is leading the way, according to the mayor, to fight against the companies that they say lied to them. The mayor says he expects the fight to be a lengthy process. In the meantime, firefighters continue to use that turnout gear. City of Quincy receiving a $250,000 grant to expand access to preschool for children. $20.3 million is being awarded to 30 school districts for the pre-K program. State officials say the grants support 220 preschool classrooms and 3,200 seats for children in public schools, family child care, YMCAs, Head Start, and other community-based preschool programs. New data finds that the state's preschool programs serve children with diverse backgrounds and needs, and that almost two-thirds of children in preschool are students of color, and just under a third are English learners. A quarter of them receive special education, and a third are in early education for the first time. All 274 residents of O'Brien Towers housing complex on Bicknell Street in Quincy will be getting free internet for 2 years. This afternoon, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will flip the switch, activating the free internet service during a ceremony at 3 p.m. The free service is the result of a grant obtained through the work of John Kame, the city's Director of Community Technology Integration and Support. That grant comes from the Massachusetts Broadband Institute. Today's ceremony will include remarks from the mayor, Quincy Housing Authority Director James Marathis, the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative, Metropolitan Area Planning Council, and others that provide technology solutions. Residents will be provided with a free password to use the free internet service. Early voting for the September 2nd preliminary election in Quincy begins tomorrow. Voters may cast ballots at City Hall tomorrow from 8:30 to 2:30. And tomorrow at 5 p.m. is the deadline to register to vote in the September 2nd election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says that every effort's being made to make voting as easy as possible. Now, there's no early voting on Sunday. It will resume Monday and run through next Thursday from 8:30 to 4:30 at City Hall. The last day to request a mail-in ballot is Monday, and there is a ballot drop box located outside City Hall. And in-person voting will take place on September 2nd from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters will be casting ballots for councilor-at-large and Ward 6 councilor. Two of the 8 candidates for the 3 at-large council seats will be eliminated in the preliminary, and 2 of the 4 candidates for the Ward 6 council seat will be cut. The finalists will face each other in the November 4th general election. Swimmers are being advised to stay out of the water at Wollaston Beach and Marymount Beach in Quincy due to high levels of bacteria. Results of the latest tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at 4 sections of Wollaston Beach and at Marymount Beach. Tests were taken on Wednesday, and warning signs and red flags have been posted, warning people to swim at their own risk. The weekly beach water testing program will conclude next week for the season. The next phase of the seawall repair project on Howes Neck in Quincy is getting underway. The city says they are starting the permitting process to improve the seawall from Manet Avenue to Bayswater Road. The public may comment to the Massachusetts Environmental Policy Agency. The plan is to raise the height of the seawall to help prevent future flooding. Quincy police are asking for the public's help in locating two men in connection with a disturbance at the North Quincy McDonald's restaurant that left a victim with serious injuries. Police have released photos of two men on their social media who are believed to have been involved in the incident back in June. Anybody with information is asked to contact Quincy detectives. The Quincy Recreation Department is wrapping up what they're calling a banner summer. Officials say more than 5,000 youngsters participated in the free playground program, clinics, swimming, evening recreation, happy acres, and boating and sailing programs. Children aged 6 to 16 can participate in the playground program supervised by high school and college students. Kids can also bowl at Olindy's and use the Ryan Boathouse on Black's Creek. There were also field trips to Water Whiz, Altitude Trampoline Park, and Patriots Training Camp. 66 clinics were also held in sports, theater, cheerleading, and even TV production right here at QATV. 172 children also participated in the boating and sailing program at the Ryan Boathouse. Swimming lessons were also offered to over 500 youngsters at the Lincoln Hancock Pool. Mayor Thomas Koch thanked Quincy Recreation Director Chris Rooney and his staff for a successful summer. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater present 60s Thunder tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. A live band will perform music from the Rolling Stones, the Doors, Motown classics, and more. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead presents The Art of 18th Century Spinning with Zoe Lawson, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Quincy Farmers Market is open every Sunday from 12:30 to 4 at St. Chrysostom's Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. City of Quincy's 15th annual Candlelight Vigil in memory of those lost to overdose and substance use disorder will be held on August 27th at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. To have your loved one included in a video, submit a photo in JPEG format to Laura Martin, lmartin@quincyma.gov by today. Previous photos do not need to be resubmitted. The Quincy Fire Department Blood Drive will be held August 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Four River Clubhouse on Nevada Road in Quincy Point. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. The annual Neat Neighbors contest is back in Quincy. Nominations will be accepted through Labor Day for properties that meet certain criteria. In the spirit of a cleaner and greener Quincy, the city will randomly select 30 winning properties whose owners will receive a $30 gift card to a local garden center. Nominations may be sent to Paul Doherty, pdoherty, at quincyma.gov or by calling 617-376-1251. Well, the MBTA is checking next month that riders within the subway system have paid their fares. Beginning on September 8th, the agency will begin issuing warnings and eventually citations to riders who have not tapped to pay at a fare gate or fare box. The T said 16 fare engagement representatives who wear blue shirts and khaki pants will visually check fares as riders enter fare gates or board vehicles. The team was hired in October and has been conducting fare education outreach. Riders who fail to pay will first receive a written warning. Subsequent offenses will result in civil citations, with fines starting at $50 for the first three citations and increasing to $100 for the fourth and subsequent offense. Anyone who refuses to cooperate may be asked to leave the station. The T does offer reduced fares to certain riders, including to low-income households and those enrolled in assistance programs. Those who can pay will be expected to, though some are not sure if enforcing the fares will actually work. Oysters are a mainstay of Duxbury's marine economy, with 12 million of the shelled gems taken out of the waters last year, but State health officials have ordered a temporary pause on oyster harvesting in Duxbury, Plymouth, Kingston, and Pleasant Bay on the Cape after 7 people got sick within the last month from consuming oysters pulled from those waters. Duxbury's harbor masters say the hot summer could be a factor. Shutdown of at least a week and maybe more is a real blow to the men and women who farm the oysters from the region. At the Island Bay Creek Oyster Bar, they're still selling local product that was harvested before the pause. And if it continues, they'll sell more oysters from other local producers. Check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow was down 152 points. The Nasdaq dropped 72. And the S&P lost 25. Asian stocks were mixed after Wall Street fell to a fifth straight loss, hurt by losses for Walmart and worries over coming cuts to interest rates. Dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at $63 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Yankees in New York 6-3 last night. Series continues tonight at 7:05. The National Weather Service forecast: today, partly sunny and a high of 83. For tonight, a few clouds and a low near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high of 87. Sunday, sunny, high 85. Monday could see some pop-up thunderstorms and a high of 82. For the boater, small craft advisory remains up through 2 p.m. Waves will be 2 to 3 feet and higher at the outer harbor entrance. Winds north at 10 to 15, then becoming northeast, gusting to 20 knots. High tide 11:31 a.m. Sunrise 5:58, sets at 7:33. One programming note: that AM Quincy will be off now until Tuesday, September 2nd. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 22nd.